4 years ago, Villanova professor Stephanie Senna stood inside an empty room in the basement of Philadelphia's Arch Street United Methodist Church, describing her vision for the city's first student-run homeless shelter. Today, that room is buzzing with activity every night, serving the city's most vulnerable populations of homeless men. WHYY's Katie Heiler reports.
It's 7 p.m. and the doors of the Student-Run Emergency Housing Unit of Philadelphia, or SHREHUP, have just opened for the night. Down in the kitchen, Stephanie Senna directs a group of volunteers while holding trays of food, like a flustered but capable parent trying to wrangle her brood and get dinner on the table.
Hey, Joey, I'll be right in. Yeah, what is that? Oh, I'll take it. Yes.
Frequently, the first few minutes are kind of figuring out where everybody belongs. And a big part of expanding is delegating responsibility and making sure that everybody knows what they're doing and everyone's on the same page.
But commanding a small army of student volunteers was part of Senna's dream all along.
I get really excited to see it as a reality.
Nearly 150 students from 7 area universities volunteer at the venue from November through April. This allows the shelter to run on just $30,000 a year. That is about one-tenth the cost of other shelters in Philadelphia. Senna also wants to offer services not included at other shelters. For example, once a month, the barbers from Richard Nicholas Hair Studio on Sansom Street drop by to give the men haircuts. Tonight, a man named Dennis is getting a long-awaited shave.
I like having my hair cut. I like keeping my hygiene and my grooming up.
Dennis has been at the shelter a little over 2 months and is getting ready to move into a home of his own. All the men that SHREHUP serves are considered to be chronically homeless. The shelter operates overnight only. The men leave each morning at 7, many of them go to the library, and return 12 hours later. But what's unique is that it's the same men who return all winter long. It gives them a window to connect with services they need to get back on their feet. SHREHUP has served over 200 men since it opened 4 years ago.
We pride ourselves on the environment here and the sense of community, which means that people who are ordinarily shelter resistant choose to come here, and then they choose to stay here. And once they're here, we can really help them with the services that they need.
The shelter's only employees are two bodyguards. Both were once homeless themselves. Other than that, it's the students who make up the shelter's core group of volunteers. Second-year med student Eliza Reed doesn't have a lot of free time on her hands, but doesn't mind donating some of it to SHREHUP. She even says volunteering at the shelter has changed the way she thinks about her career in medicine.
So I didn't initially set out for that, but I definitely have an appreciation for management of care now.
Like many of the student volunteers, Reed says she's gotten more out of the experience than she expected.
These guys do a lot for us, I think. You know, if they can tell if you've had a bad day. One of the gentlemen will come up and give me a hug every time I come in. And that's just nice. I've been blessed with so many opportunities. Like, to go to medical school is an amazing opportunity. Like, why can't you take 3 hours of your life and do something nice?
Even if that something is washing dishes.
It's really not that bad.
For WHYY News, I'm Katie Heiler.